As we've been focusing on today, this Tuesday is Veterans Day. It's a day when we're called on to honor and give thanks to all those who served in our military. This includes those who are with us and those who have left us. Our veterans, through their selfless acts, provide for all of us insights and understanding of God's will and His word for us all. Right at the start, every soldier swears an oath to God and country. This is one of the ways a soldier lives God's word. Here's what we find in Psalm chapter 61, verse 8. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. A veteran is a soldier who laid their life on the line for others. This is how they lived the words of Jesus, which we read in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. There's kind of a trust factor engraved into every soldier which stays with them as a veteran. They know that to trust themselves, that's only valuable when they have a trust in God. Here's how Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 teaches this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. When you sit and listen to a veteran tell their stories about what they experienced, you most certainly get a greater understanding about endurance against those who want to stop and even kill them. This is the way our heroes live, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. And we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled we bless, being persecuted we endure. When you weigh all that someone in military service, no matter the duty, has to overcome, how much of that load do you think you could carry? Well, if you live the words, as soldiers do, of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, you'll learn that you can carry quite a bit more than you think. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Situations that our veterans faced would certainly bring fear to our hearts, and those same events brought a whole different fear to those in battle. The second fear erased the first fear. It's the fear or reverence for God, which brings that about. Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5 explains it this way, "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do, but I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him," meaning God, "who after he has killed has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." Our veterans certainly are not whiners in any way, shape, or form. That's a carryover from their time of service, and that's how they teach us the lesson we find in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Now, you probably think that courage is the foundation of every member of our military and every veteran that we meet. If you do, you're half right. The level of humility every soldier and veteran possesses is equal to their courage. This is their obedience to Jesus, who in Luke chapter 17, verse 10 teaches, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do." But when you get down to it and really look into what makes each of our veterans worthy of our respect and praise, it's the faith that they possess and how they stand on their faith, which really should inspire us all. Their faith doesn't rest on medals or citations, anything that's earthly. The foundation of their faith is explained in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." One of the many magnificent things about God is that he doesn't just drop his word at our feet, cross his fingers, and hope for the best from us. He also blesses us with teachers who are not just in the pulpit, but are here for us to honor and love for the way that they live God's word and help us see the way to live God's word. That would be our veterans. They are our inspiration to live the words that we read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself."